Gaz, cheval zélé, fils de l'amour, barbe de l'année. Hier j'ai prié, nu sur la rive, mais faut pas rêver, le ciel est vide. J'ai enfilé la crinière noire de mon appelousa d'un soir. Bienvenue dans la plaine acide, vas-y, prononce mon nom terrible. Tous les soirs, je suis comme Lazare, juste une prière et puis je repars. Une étincelle, je brûle toute la nuit. Tant qu'il y a de la braise, c'est pas fini. Au canyon, je suis Cobra, Narvalo. Attention dans quoi tu mets le doigt quand tu me follow. Sache que tous les rubans glissent sous Mustang du 26.
Hello, hello. It's Oh, I forgot the name of the show for a second. Nectar Island. Yeah, I mean, in my defense, we haven't had a show since July. And sure. I feel a bit strange that we're doing this on the second Thursday of the month, but I kind of like it. So the songs you've been hearing now. So I did, this is like the French corner. So first artist called Colleen. From her new album called Night Looping, I think. And she's playing at the King's Place on 15th of October. So I've seen her live before and she's very cool. So definitely worth seeing. And then the second one is, the artist formerly known as Thousand, Stefan Milosevic and Mustang du 26. And I think his album is out, I think end of this month, his new album. So I'm joined here by Rafa, who I thought you were going to be late.
Hey, no, man, I'm here on time.
For once.
Yeah, for once, yeah. How are you doing? You good?
Very good, very good. And again,
are you melting or because it's kind of like really hot? Two weeks of hell.
I don't know. Lots of people say it's hell, but I think it's all right.
No, it's good. You know, it's just, I don't know.
When you have to work, it's
annoying. Yeah, just when you have to stand in front of the computer, it's not that good. But yeah. Good.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, and then of course our the actual guru of the show, Shawat, you know, is obviously again absent.
I have been with him, right?
Even though I can confirm he's still alive and well because I saw him last weekend at a wedding in Milan, and yeah, he was even DJing. But then he came in. He'd brought over all this vinyl. But then, because it was an Italian wedding, and Italians kept asking him to play, you know, Italian pop. I think I'll have to reveal that he ended up playing requests from Spotify. But anyway.
Is he still using the glasses? Because I remember he used the glasses when he was DJing.
No, he was
a persona kind of thing.
No, he was just looking dapper in a suit.
Okay.
So yeah, you know, what happened in Milan stays in Milan. how's it going in general? You've been away or no?
No. I just have been to the movies lots. And there's a kind
you
of.
You haven't
like,
or you have?
I have, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Because if you said you hadn't, I'd be like, what the hell?
No, I have, man. I have. No, yeah. And
that's,
it's like,
that's your MO.
Yeah, it's true. What have you been doing?
So this time I've got a film to talk about, but you go.
Barbenheimer.
First.
You want to talk about Barbenheimer?
No, I don't. I want to talk about something more, a bit more highbrow.
Okay, go.
Even though I did love the film Barbie, I haven't seen the film.
I have watched Barbie, but not Oppenheimer. Yeah, right? I did the opposite. I haven't watched Barbie.
Yeah, well, you know, we're different kind of people.
Yeah, no, you are more Barbie than me. Ken. You're Ken-uff. You're Ken-uff.
Exactly. So, so what would have been your highlights for films recently?
You know what? Like, I have watched The Passages. The good movie,
What's his name? Ira
Sachs, yeah.
I keep seeing that on the ICA listings, and I'm like, I should check it out.
And there's it in the tube as well. There's like outdoors and stuff. The film is very well, kind of like has been recognized. It's good. It's not amazing, but it's good. Like the protagonist is really good. I think the name of the guy is Frank Hogogoff or something like that. You know, like
I see his face on the picture.
So yeah, so the same guy did the, I think my favorite movie in the year, that's Disco Boy. The kind of like he's the protagonist of this movie as well. So that's kind of like, this is a really good actor. And he kind of can handle, I think the movie wouldn't be the same if he was not such a great actor, because he kind of like holds the movie to, you know, he owns the movie in a sense. Oppenheimer, I watched it.
I don't know. Yeah, to me, I haven't seen it, but I'm kind of put off by the, because I think recent Nolan is just, I kind of find it very, it's kind of trying to be pretentious, but I didn't really like Dunkirk that much. But anyway,
You know what? Tenet was kind of like really bad. I think like something that to be forgotten. Really, like it's a really bad movie. And this one, Oppenheimer, is not that bad, but it's kind of like, you know, it is overhyped, and I think for you know, it's our own purpose in a sense. So like it's overhyped, yeah. It's overmarketed.
So it's
like Barbie. Barbie and Heimer are two beasts of the same kind in a sense.
I mean, because it's great marketing, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Like Barbie has kind of like something that was unprecedented. They spent like $30 million making the movie and $115 marketing.
That's crazy.
So it's kind of like really, really extensive marketing on social media and TikTok and stuff. And it worked. So they're going to do it again. So again.
Yeah, I thought Barbie. I mean, Barbie had many flaws, but I thought it was very funny.
No, yeah, of course, like it's a good movie, but they make it more than that. They make like a cultural event, and they win big money on top of it. And Mattel won a lot of money on top of it. It's kind of it's advertisement in his best.
But it's quite clever because they in the film they keep making fun of Mattel and they. They sort of make fun of the corporation, but at the end of the day,
the money is still in the pocket of a corporation.
They're laughing. But I thought for like, I guess what's her name, Greta Gerwig.
Yeah.
Like within the constraints she had, she made an interesting film. I thought, and I thought Gosling was hilarious. But it's not. Yeah. It is what it is.
Yeah. I need to watch it. It's like it's not that I have something against it. It just like feels strange to have. Movie making $1.5 billion that is about a doll and actually like and the strikers are like the strike's still going on writers are on strike, screen actors are on strike, and the studios are like I don't care, I want $1.5 billion selling dolls. And I'm like, okay, cool, I don't know, but like I'm gonna watch it. It's just like it's just my I don't know.
Speaking about films made about toys, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles film, that's not the film I want to talk about, but that was also entertaining.
No, but I like the Teenage Mutant Turtles. I like, Detective Pikachu, I enjoyed, but it's not about the movie itself, it's just about how they
of course.
How they spin it,
Also I went to see Barbie on the day it came out and just...
Did you wear pink?
No.
Come on.
No, but there were loads of people in the cinema, and that's cool, obviously, that's great. But a lot of people who, either because they're too young or because, I guess, COVID, they forgot during COVID how to behave in public spaces. It was just like, it was really hard to concentrate on the film because, like, people were just, like, running around talking and... like using phones and stuff. Maybe I'm just being an old man.
No, there are TikTokers, man. That's kind of like the main public. The marketing was targeted there then. So they don't care. They're just Instagramming the movie, basically.
Maybe. But once I kind of managed to zone them out, I was fine.
It's still a good movie. It's still like an enjoyable movie.
No, but the film I do want to talk about is, I don't know if you've, it's not like that much of a deep cut because it won the Palme d'Or, but it's last year. So I guess, I don't think it's out here, but I was in France and I saw it called Anatomy of a Fall. It's Anatomy d'une Chute in French. And it's a French movie, and it's really worth watching. It's like it's quite slow, and it's like 2.5 hours long, but a lot of it is courtroom procedural, it's about basically a wife who a woman who's an author, and they live in the mountains above Grenoble, and then and they have a kid who's more or less blind, and then one day the man is found on the in the snow bleeding, and then bleeding to death, and then the whole thing is kind of a procedural and trying to find out what was done. And it was kind of reminded, it's really subtle and really good, and it kind of reminded me of like what's his name, like Haneke or Asghar Farhadi. It's like very much there's like no one's being judged, and it's all about like the subtleties of language and how the lawyers defend the others in court, and you don't really know what the truth is, but it's really good. So I'd highly recommend
really
cool. It.
I haven't seen it. No. We watch it in the ICA.
No, so I watched it in France, and let me just look at IMDb when it's coming out. I'd imagine it'll come out soon, and it won the Palme d'Or this year, so I guess I guess it must have a distributor in the UK.
Maybe Mubi or some sort of or maybe London Film Festival. Have you checked if the London Film Festival is going to happen like next month? Maybe
might be a good one. Yeah, let's see if there's this. This is great radio while I'm scrolling through IMDb. anyway, it'll come out in the UK at some point. Anatomy of a Fall, I highly recommend it.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Good. Are you planning to watch anything on the film festival, London Film Festival?
Every year I prepare myself too late.
You try to go, but you're not.
Yeah, I will go. I haven't looked at anything, and I keep forgetting that it's early October.
From 5 to 15, I think.
Yeah. Are you? I'm guessing you've already planned your itinerary.
So that's kind of like, and that's
or
a problem.
Do you just buy a pass for everything?
Because I bought an industry pass, so I have kind of like access to industry screenings.
But you can't go to all the premieres.
Yeah, but I don't know which one is in the industry because it's gonna. I think it's gonna be released tomorrow, so I don't know which films are in the industry screenings, and so I haven't bought anything.
Okay.
Being afraid of like, I'm gonna buy it, and then I already have the pass.
So some films that aren't included, you'll buy them as a punter.
Yeah. Okay. That's a plan. But hopefully the big ones are included, Killers of the Flower Moon, The Killers. There's a lot of killing. Yeah, because The Killers is like the new one from what's the name of the guy? The Fight Club.
Do you want me to look it up IMDb?
No, man. No. We have to know the name of this guy. Like Social Network, Fight Club.
Fincher.
David Fincher. So Killers are the new movie from David Fincher, and Killers of Flower Moon, of course, Scorsese, 4-hour movie, and you need to prepare yourself for that. It's a masterpiece, they say.
Definitely, and also, I mean, because it's early October, I'm guessing next month. Nectar Island, we can do a more detailed preview of it.
Yeah, what have you watched? What have I watched?
We can do that because
that'd be cool. Exactly. We can call someone else to talk about films and stuff. Yeah,
because
yeah.
Hillhead to Harlesen, we might not have enough decks for it, so might have to be a three.
Okay. Simon, you went to festivals as well, like music festivals, right?
We Steve and I went down to Bristol for a music festival. Festivals are probably a bit. It was a micro festival, so there were basically two areas in Bristol, down an area called the Prop Yard, which is pretty cool space on the hottest day of the year. It was intense. There was no wind. It was, the sun was just baking down in this yard, and it was from midday to 10 o'clock. It was great fun. Steve and I haven't hung out to go and dance and just listen to music for a long, long time. It was a great chance to kind of observe clubbing culture again. Mm. And kind of there was lots of, I love the fact that it's still alive, that kind of friendly, inclusive, people just randomly coming up to chat to you because you look different or something. They want to know who you are. Like Steve and I were sitting in this room, and this guy from Stoke just came up to us like really intense. He was like, "I've been watching you guys. You sit, I've seen you sitting down here every time I come in, and I just thought I'd come and talk to you." And I was like, I loved it. Yeah. So there was stuff like that.
Some people would hate that.
I get it, but it was just good because you. That's what I remember from days of clubbing, just people randomly talking to each other.
Are you kind of listening to new things or discovering new sounds?
This is what was my level of disappointment, and was that we'd gone down because it was arranged by a record label that I respect from Bristol, called Shall Not Fade. But the music for me didn't represent the label. It didn't represent what I thought I was going to. And actually, when I came away from it, if I was going to be able to play my set tonight, which I'm not going to be able to, I was going to play a set which was my kind of, I thought it was going to be of influences from the weekend, but it's actually my retort to the weekend and my reply to what I was disappointed with, in that it wasn't edgy enough.
This is what you should play.
This is what I was expecting. And it makes me feel really comfortable that, do you know what? At nearly 50 years old, I'm still buying really edgy, really good music. And you know what? We all see things through our own lens. But from there and from seeing that and trying to be objective as possible, I kind of feel like the music I'm listening to is out there, and I'm proud of it.
That's good. Well, so if there's anyone in the greater Kilburn area in the next 40 minutes and who can come to Metroline Studios with, what do we need? We need
I need an earth cable, a European power adapter to EU to UK power adapter, and a Technics 1210 cartridge and needle set. You know, small ask. I can't believe there aren't more people out there with it.
Of our million listeners. But so if anyone can come here, Metroland, we can pay in IPA.
Simon's getting too fancy. You know, where's your iPod, man? You know, just playing the iPod.
My other question was, because last festival I went to, also in Bristol, I felt like I was the oldest person there. How did you feel?
So we were definitely some of the older crowd.
Everyone was like, these guys must be really cool.
So they were. I think they were just wondering who we were in some ways. You know, they're just like, who
Someone's
are you?
Dad too.
Yeah.
Are you lost?
But, well, Steve and I didn't realize we both turned up. So we obviously got a heritage from Glasgow. So we got a lot of kind of love for Glasgow and Glasgow labels. So we were both wearing two different T-shirts from the same label. I don't know. You know, these guys were like, are you from Dixon Avenue Basement Jams? Were like, is it your label? I was like, no, we're just big fans.
Your broadest Glaswegian accent.
You know what I felt like? And there were these lads in the crowd, and we're dancing, and the T-shirt's got a thing that says, I can't remember what it is particularly, but it kind of talks about Glasgow, kill them all. You know, it's anti-establishment. Ah, okay. And these two wee lads were like, you know, check your T-shirt out. And I was like, you guys from Glasgow? You know, yeah. And then it was just nice. It just bounced into another conversation. And so to the age thing, we were definitely older, but there were older people there.
Great.
And there were some I would say guys in their sort of 60s, you know, 60s, mid 60s.
Right.
And
multi-generational.
They were dancing. There were three guys that stood out, and Steve was like, who are those guys? And I'm like, they own the place. You got to figure that's got to be either people that own or big investors or whatever they are that are still just passionate about the party. And I just said, I want to be that guy.
Cool.
Well, on that note of dancing at any age, I will play a bit of music. So this next track is actually a track that's used in Anatomy of a Fall, but it's used in kind of a really chilling way. But yeah, it's basically a cover of 50 Cent by Bacow Rhythm and Steel Band, and they're apparently a mysterious anonymous German steel band collective. So I'll play it now.
We'll be right back.
welcome back to Nectar Island. this song was a new DJ Shadow single, Ozone Scraper. I kind of sort of had sort of disconnected from his recent stuff, but I quite like this new track. It doesn't really sound like him, but yeah. So Ozone Scraper, DJ Shadow. Rafa, any other sort of cultural highlights in the future, past or present? As you can see, we've really meticulously prepared this show.
anything else you wanted to think about?
Can you talk?
You know what? I have been kind of like so that's why, like, I have friends coming over from Brazil, and I have been, like, you know, touring London with them, and I have been to, like, a lot of different places that, you know, we avoid as Londoners in a sense, but you know, Borough Market or I don't know, London Eye and this kind of stuff. But it's cool. You know, it's cool to rediscover London. I think, like, that one place that I took them, and it's my seventh time there. I think I spoke about it in the show before, is the Mitrium, you know, like the Roman.
Underneath the Bloomberg.
Underneath the Bloomberg. Yeah, this is really cool. Every time I go there, it's like, this is really cool. This is my God, I think. I went there more than I went to the church my whole life, I think, 8 times.
Yeah, I haven't been to that one. I went to one in Rome, and that was super cool. So.
Whereabouts in Rome?
I can't remember. but yeah.
It was inside a church or something like that.
No, it was. Because I think in Rome there's several, and it was one that's not usually open to the public, but one of my friends was doing, like, an academic conference, and he said, "Wait, why don't you pretend to be one of the attendees?" And I did.
Oh, cool.
I pretended I knew what they were talking about, but it was really cool. Like, yeah, this whole cult of the bull and stuff like that. It's pretty
intense.
Yeah,
it's really cool. And then it's first time in London, their first time, so it's kind of like, you know, they're enjoying, it's kind of like fish and chips or what a Wagamama, this kind of stuff that, you know, I enjoy when I moved in. Let's say, like, there's no Wagamama in Brazil, so let's go for it. Now I'm sick of it. Now I don't like anything anymore.
Yeah, now you're jaded like all of us.
And you're craving, is it porcão? Is it porcão or a Brazilian place? Porcão?
Porcão, yes. You know, porcão went bankrupt.
Oh.
You know that? You know, like, I've loved porcão. One of my
first meals I ever had in Rio de Janeiro.
I thought you were talking about a London place, but
no, yeah. it's in Rio de Janeiro. Yeah, Porcão is like it's a
restaurant.
Yeah, all you can eat kind of restaurant.
Rodizio and Rodizio, I always remember the sushi bar.
Yeah, it's kind of Rodizio with an amazing other stuff as well. Not only meat, but, you know, sushi and salads and whatever, pasta or whatever. Yeah, it's bankrupt. I think it was just too much. Maybe they went bankrupt.
You ate too much.
They just ate too much. But that's kind of like, that's the thing, the stuff that I'm craving, and they're not, you know, they had enough of it. They just want, you know, fish and chips and beers and stuff, so they're in the right place. That's good. That's good too.
Doesn't sound too bad.
Yeah, I like it too.
Have they been to any of the museums yet?
No, I don't think they're gonna have time they're gonna stay here until Sunday. We're gonna go to the football match, the Man City and West Ham.
Oh wow.
Yeah, now, like, on Saturday.
Oh, wow, cool.
So, because it was one of my friends.
You see Paquetá.
Maybe, right? Because he's banned.
No,
he's not playing.
West Ham don't give a shit about that. They're playing.
They're playing. Okay. Cool. So I'm going to see him. And also, like, Haaland as well. I haven't seen it live or whatever. So, but yeah, it's gonna be cool. I think it's my first time in the Premier League, actually. Never been.
Yeah, well, I hope.
Have you been to the Premier League?
Yeah, I've been to a few. Yeah. I mean, but that'd be quite a difficult one to get tickets for. So good.
They manage. I don't know. They manage through kind of like agency travel.
Slightly more. Probably pay a lot. I mean, if they do have time to go to the museum, the Tate. I think it's called Capturing the Moment is really cool. I mean,
well, what Tate? Britain or
Tate Modern? Yeah, modern. It's really cool. It's all about how, like, photography has rechanged, how it affected modern art, and it's. I mean, but yeah, maybe in between a Wagamama and a football match, there might not be enough time.
Have you been to the Rossettis?
I want to. It's on my list, but it's probably closing soon.
24th September, I think. So
let's go.
Yeah, have time. We still have time.
Excellent. Well, yeah. It's good to see the city again through the light of tourists. Yeah, I had the same thing. A friend of mine and his kids came. I was like, we want to go to a football match. And I was like, oh, yeah, Arsenal's playing, impossible to get tickets. Uh-huh. So we went to Leighton Orient, which was slightly lower
Was a good idea. They were happy or disappointed.
Well, the crowd, the people in the shouting in the crowd were more entertaining than the football, but, you know, it's part of the experience.
Yeah, of course, man. It's good. All good.
Yeah. No, and then, yeah, so...
And have been to Italy as well. So how was your trip?
Yeah, that was good. Wedding of me and Lionel's mutual friends, Nick and Malena. I had the luck of arriving the day before a big air traffic control strike. Lionel Shawat was traveling on the day of the so what should have been a Paris to Milan ended up being a Paris to Barcelona to Milan, and he arrived just in the nick of time. But yeah, no, definitely I didn't want to leave.
I think I'm gonna meet Lionel Shawat,
our guru
in France next month, I think. Yeah,
good.
Yeah, Poitiers. Have you been to Poitiers?
No, but you're going to the Futurals Cup.
No. It's just like there's a friend that lives in Poitiers, so I don't know what.
You should go to the Futurals Cup.
What is this?
It might be a bit dated now, but it's like the Futuroscope. So it was like the place where there was like lots of. It was kind of like is it called Epcot Center at Disney?
Yeah, Atlanta? Epcot Center.
So it's like all sorts of like 3D cinemas or like...
Oh, really?
And back in the 90s, this was futuristic. I don't know if they've updated it, but it still exists. So a lot of school kids or people my age, like who, when they were school kids, they went there once because it was like, oh, this, you go to Poitiers, this is good, the futuristic.
Oh, that's cool. I'm going to go there. Yeah. I'll take a picture, I'll send you it. Selfie with like the robot from the 90s.
I mean, it might all be like modernized now, but yeah, I expect a report. excellent. Well, on that note, we'll go for some more music. 100 hours of balsam and cedar, a way to follow the leader who ain't just follow procedure. I'm saying I was called to the ether, be a receiver, not a piece of me is drawn to the theater. I was drawn in pain, recorded songs in my bedroom, stuff I could never have conjured inside some alternate venue. When you was all in together, I wasn't comfortable ever, and ultimately my value became the sum of these demos. They like my sons and my daughters, even the ones that were lemons, even the hundreds of sketches that ushered nothing but messes. When you was asking about torn, I get the crux of the question, it's just the bulk of the answer is of another dimension. If I close my eyes and think of reconstructing an essence that isn't functional at present, I can't fuck with the premise. It's like the act itself would almost undercut the intention. If I show up for a tennis, I'm just unplugging a message. Tell me something, what's a sheep when everyone is a shepherd, or better yet, what's a student who ain't rough around the edges, using music to confront the gunk that's gumming up his engines? I ain't judging, I ain't nothing if not buffing out a blemish of 10. I'm really not some fish out of water, as I don't practice a discipline you can fit on the altar. It just don't figure in at all to what the vision involved. Damn it, Jim, I'm a doctor, not another brick in the wall. Yeah. Waiting around.
Time to kill, but time must renew and hold up somewhere. They had to move. My room had a view, safe full of euros. I miss having nothing to lose. 2200 Amsterdam, 2200 in my shoes. Jay-Z in the disc, man. 2 grams in the wood, toss it in the canal if it starts a canoe. Cannonball run, now it's barely a splash in the hotel pool. The night's young, I sit in the corner and watch him move. Spinning like vinyl, jumping out the groove. Grassy gin, winning over sweet vermouth. Framboise, ginger root, mussels and palm frites. Confit leaks, feast like congies. Harvest, an expatriate heard me speak American. 5'3", thick as congee, porridge. Took a seat, immediately smell weed. We smoked outside in the darkness of the eve. Jaundice, moon, she had perfect teeth. Purple haze had your boy like, come home with me. She kissed my cheek, diplomacy. I walk cobblestone streets alone. Old Testament stone, old poems just out of reach. Congolese concierge fast asleep. Big lonely suite from the tiny balcony. I watch my planes leave. Waiting around.
committee to world with me, a girl with me, and I don't even really like pussy, that's a homie. Tony Island, call Poseidon, cry me a river, you could cry me a metaphor, megaphone screaming out, dream about revolution, that pollution, same solution, socialism. They ain't really fucking with my niggas though, off the grid, we just build a community garden. Off the grid, you could be a Martian around here, settle down here, we could love, love, travel to the motherland and learn about what was. If the world don't budge, they ain't eat me out, sweetie. I wanna smile tonight, I only got one lap around the sun, and he going down tonight. Yeah, yeah, so maybe I'm going down too. Yo, maybe I'm going down too. Yo, I never need no man, I got a little bit of love and a couple of friends. Picture me rolling up the bud in the South Sudan. Yo, I never need no, no, no. Yo, I never need no man, I got a little bit of love and a couple of friends. Picture me rolling up the bud in the South Sudan. Yo, I never need no, no, no name. Glad you came, we can stand in the rain, maintain a good life, we can fly plain tame. Same day the air strike, strike down our rain. I ran into the house with a blunt in my hand. Let's smoke, I don't wanna see death no more. Let's fight, they got the devil hiding in plain sight. That's you, that's me, the whole world is culpable. Why complacency float the boat the most? I don't really get it, y'all ain't really with it. All that eat the rich, tax the rich, y'all ain't really about that shit. Bitch, if you want some money, you can say that. You deserve a payback, these niggas took everything. Let's go get that and take it to the hood though. Share it with community, we soldiers in plain clothes. Everybody got their role, don't be a op. Everybody got their role, I'ma play mine like Scooby-Doo in a haunted house. I see the ghosts that they talking about, I see the signs. Reading between the line at the crime scene. I ain't fucking with the NFL or Jay-Z. Propaganda for the military complex, the same gun that shot Lil Terry out west, the same gun that shot Samir in the West Bank. We all think the Super Bowl is the best thing. Go Rihanna, go, watch the fighter jet fly high. War machine gets glamorized, we play the game, do pass the time. Go Beyonce, go, watch the fighter jet fly high. War machine gets glamorized, we play the game, do pass the time. Go Kendrick, go, watch the fighter jet fly high. War machine gets glamorized, we play the game, do pass the time. Go No Name, go, Coachella stage got sanitized. I said I wouldn't perform for them and somehow I still fell in line. I never need no name, I got a little bit of love in the memory lane. Picture me rolling up the bud, I don't play them games. Yo, I never need no, 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 I never need no name, I got a little bit of love in the memory lane. Picture me rolling up the bud, I don't play them games. Yo, I never need no, no, no.
Welcome back to Nectar Island. So I played three tracks just now. The first is Waiting Around by Billy Woods and Kenny Siegel featuring Aesop Rock. The second is Namesake by No Name from her new album, which is called Sundial, which I think is really cool. And then it's the Sun Signature, which features the vocalist from the Cocktail Twins. That's her new project, and it's a remix by Lump, or L-U-M-P, I don't know how you're supposed to pronounce that. So, yeah, so as we were hinting at earlier, we're here at K2K's studio. We seem to have some missing equipment, Hillhead to Harlesden, A, there's a missing person because Steve-O is ill, and then so it was going to be a solo set by our producer Simon, but what happened?
So we've turned up, and I think there was an event, and the return of the equipment has meant the event is there's bits missing, so we're missing. One turntable has got the wrong power adapter on it. It's got a European cable, and the other one is missing a needle. So long and the short is we've discovered we now have one turntable that we can make working.
Now we've fixed it.
So we've got one turntable working, and then we've got a CDJ we can use.
And we've got a producer from the new generation, Oscar, who may or may not be saving the day.
What do we reckon, Oscar?
Potentially. I just need to figure out how to split the two tracks across both CDJs.
And then I'm gonna get schooled.
Wow. So stay tuned. Maybe there'll be a show. He'll head to Harlesden. Maybe there won't be. But let's talk about what your set would have been had you been able to play it.
So my set was gonna be my kind of my festival set. What would it sound like if I had had an hour at the festival I was at, and what I think was jacking. But anyway, it's not, I think we could do something really interesting here. All music's about experimentation and trying things, and potentially we might be able to go back to back playing a vinyl track from my collection and an electronic track, or rather a digital track from Oscar's collection, and we can see if we can mix it up
like a sound clash.
Yeah, I mean, it may actually be a real clash of sounds.
A clash of cultures.
What do you reckon, Oscar?
I think it could work. Hopefully. Yeah. It's just, we've got to see what tracks from both.
Yeah.
So stay tuned. So either there'll be no show, or there'll be a dub style one turntable show, or it'll be the Clash of the Generations CD. MP3s via USB to a CD mixer. I don't even understand. And vinyl. Okay. Well, cool. Do you have any, Rafa, do you have any sort of things you want to plug or talk about?
No, I think I got a cover. I think I'm looking forward to the London Film Festival as always, but a little bit afraid because it's a marathon. And, and you know, like, just like too many movies in the sense of like one after the other. And I have to try to make the best out of it, watching the good stuff. But also, like, you know, it's bound to be have a lot of not so good stuff as well as it happens in the festivals. But I think, like, in the same spirit as Simon was saying before, it's about discovering new stuff, right? Like, it's about kind of like, you know, getting surprised about something that you weren't thinking about before. And that's kind of it. And then I enter in pre-production in a film that I'm doing. So that's kind of like another stressful point.
Okay. film that you've written, or is
No. I'm a first assistant director. You're going to shoot, I think, in Kent. It's a horror film. Slasher from the future.
Rock and roll.
Yeah, man.
Do you need any extras?
Do you want to die? Do you want to die on camera? I can make it happen.
I
want to
kill.
We want to be the killer. All right, cool. Yeah, we can talk.
You've got to go to acting school for that. I'm sorry. Yeah. No actors allowed for killing scenes.
You know what? Like the killer in your horror movie, he scoops the eyes out of the victims. And I don't know. Want to know what he does with it, actually. Like, there's not nothing like that in the script, but it's kind of like just for fun. I think he's a sadic futuristic monster.
Why else would you scoop someone's eye out?
So is there a working title for this film?
It's called The Sixth Monkey.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Isn't there one, The Eighth Monkey?
No, there's the 12 Monkeys.
12 Monkeys.
12 Monkeys is really good. Yeah, yeah, no, good. Bruce Willis and Brad Pitt. Yeah, 12 Monkeys. It's really a good movie. Yeah. But that's not. Yeah, it's not.
Nothing to do.
No, nothing to do with 12 Monkeys now. Yeah.
No. Well, and yeah, I'd like to quickly plug. I rent a studio space in this place called 105 Houston Street, which is handily also the address of the place. So 105 Houston Street, and there's a there's these people called the Soldiers Arts Academy, and they're doing so they basically, as far as I understand it, they do they help ex-soldiers and veterans do. Acting, art, music, and things like that. Sometimes people with trauma, and they have an exhibition at 105A Houston Street, and it's called Berets, Boots, and Brushstrokes. So it's like it's called Personal Growth Through the Power of Paint. So yeah, I think it's on until Sunday. So if anyone has time and is around Houston, you know, waiting for a train, it's just around the corner. All right, so I guess we'll finish with a track, and then hopefully there'll be a very special edition of From Hillhead to
Harlem.
Very special. We'll give it a go.
Yeah, exactly. Experimentation.
We'll give it a go.
Experimentation. Right.
Hey guys, see you next time.
See you.